Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachas daf Pei Beis. Begin 9 lines down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf, and that is the Gemara was explaining, related to the last halacha of our previous Mishnah, which said that although generally the halacha is that when one takes upon himself a neder to bring a carbon, like in the case of our perek regarding a carbon taida, it has to be brought from chulin, as actually our next Mishnah will clarify the source for that. However, if he specifies beforehand that he wants to bring it from Meisr Sheni, which is an obligation to bring that money up and eat that produce or the money that was deconsecrated on that and eat that in Yerushalayim, then if one stipulated that beforehand, however, one could go ahead and bring the Taida and the Lechem from Meisr Sheni. However, the Mishnah qualified and said, but you can't bring it from the actual wheat kernels itself that was the Meisr Sheni, but rather from the money that was used to, was deconsecrated from the produce onto that money. That money can then be used to purchase flour to be used for the Lechem Taida. Now, that the Gemara actually had a machlekes, which is why it got related, that it said, where do we know the source that a carbon taida with its breads can be used from the monies of Meisr Sheni? We learn that not from Shlamim, because taida is called the Shlamim, and Shlam, we learn that from Shamsham for Meisr, which is just like over there, it's referring to Meisr, so the Shlam could be purchased for Meisr Sheni money. Now, on that theme, Omer Abami, however, he differentiates. He says, although that one could take money, as we'll shortly clarify, to use that Meisr Sheni money to purchase a carbon shlum and eat that, which is an edible thing in Yerushalayim. However, Hamatfis Mois Meisr Sheni L'shlum, someone designates the money of Meisr Sheni for shlum, where he says that this money of Meisr, because the person had taken his produce and sold it and used and taken that money up to Yerushalayim, and he says, let this money be earmarked and designated to purchase a shlum, Loi Konu Shlumim, there has not been an acquisition of that money to a status of being utilized specifically for a carbon shlum, and if the person wants to, he could still go ahead and buy wheat with that or whatever he wants to, and use it as classic Meisr Sheni money and eat it as regular food in Yerushalayim. Says Rabbi Maitam, what's the reason? Didn't he do hatfasa? Didn't he go ahead and designate it, which generally creates halach of hektish on something? Says Deloy Alima Kedushas Hashlam, because it's not strong enough, the sanctity of shlum, Lamechla Kedushas Meisr Sheni, to take effect on the sanctity of Meisr Sheni, that should not allow him anymore to go ahead and utilize it, like the pasuk says, "Mochala shetav nafshe," to use it whatever his heart desires. Now, as Rashi points out, although we brought in the Mishnah that there's halacha that you could bring a toide from the money of Meisr, and as we had said similarly in Shlam, the top of this amid from the previous daf, that's not talking about being matfis de mois, designated the money. Rather, that's the halacha that, yeah, you could go ahead and purchase an animal for the utility of being a shlamim. That's because that's taking effect on the money which has on the animal which has kedusha saguv. Of course, the sanctity is going to take effect on that animal when you're purchasing with meisr sheni money. What we're saying is, however, regarding kedusha's damim, when you're saying that the money should now suddenly become kedusha shlamim, no, that it's not going to take effect when it already has the kedushas meisr sheni. That's not an elevated status where it's being transferred when it already has the sanctity of meisr sheni to say, oh, now it's being having a kedushas of shlum. Shlum is not that much more holy in that sense to go ahead and take effect, and therefore the money still retains its regular status of meisr sheni. You can do whatever you want with it. Not necessarily do you have to go ahead and buy a carbon shlum. Yeah, again, if you use the money to buy a shlum, now that animal has a kedusha saguf, then it's going to be a shlum. But just doing hatfasa is not going to go ahead and create the status of shlum on that money. Now, on this halacha of Rebami Meisvi, the Gemara asks from a Mishnah Meisr Sheni. The Mishnah Meisr Sheni says, Halakeach Chaya, someone purchased a wild animal from the money of Meisr Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim, Lezivchi shlum. But when he's buying it as a wild animal, he says that I want this wild animal to be a carbon shlum. Now, which as the Rishayim explain, that's essentially like this halach of Rabami of being matfis as mois, because you can't bring a wild animal as a carbon. Only behemoths, domesticated animals, are brought as carbonas. When he's buying this wild animal for carbon shlam, essentially, it's saying that he wants it to have the monetary sanctity to be utilized to purchase a carbon shlam. So that's if he buys an animal, a wild animal, for zivchi shlam, or the opposite, in a sense, ubehema labaster taiva, or he buys a domesticated animal, not to bring as a carbon, but to eat for his heart's desire type of meat, to eat in Yerushalayim whenever he wants to. Says the Mishnah, in these two situations, la yatzah ha'er l'chulin. So the hide of the animal does not get deconsecrated to be chulin status, rather it retains its sanctity. Now, the assumption of the questioner asking from this Mishnah, understands in the first halacha when he's buying a chaya, a wild animal, for zivche shlamim, the reason why the hide is not going to go out and become chulin is that it's not going to go out and lose its status from kedusha shlamim. Rather, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to sell the hide and use those proceeds to buy a carbon shlamim. So therefore, the hide is still going to be sanctified. So too in the other case, if let's say he purchases a behema, a domesticated animal, from the money Maisa Sheni for regular chulin meat, to eat it without bringing as a carbon, when the Mishnah is saying lo yotza or lechulin, that the hide does not go out to chulin, there it means it does not lose its Maisa Sheni sanctity. Rather, you're going to have to sell the hide and use those proceeds to purchase food to eat in Yerushalayim. Now, what's the reason for that? What's the problem with these two situations? Is because it's not normally to purchase these types of things. Why? Because generally, the money of Ma'aser Sheni, which is eaten in Yerushalayim, if it's a behemoth, you bring it as a carbon. If it's a chaya, then fine, you eat it at bas or tayv, you eat it for your heart's desire. But to bring a chaya, if you bring a chaya bas or tayv, or a behemoth for zivchei shlamim, which is the opposite of the case of the Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni, then the halacha is actually yatsa or lechum, then the hide could be used for the unconsecrated purposes, because then it gets downgraded from its sanctity of Ma'aser Sheni. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Avin, Perek Kol Ma'arvin, when it says in the pasuk that you could purchase from your Ma'aser Sheni money babakar for cattle, that teaches that you could buy cattle from the money of Ma'aser Sheni which comes with its hide, and that you don't have to eat the hide in Yerushalayim, only the meat. However, if one does it in an inappropriate way, if you bring a behemoth, it should be brought as a carbon shlam. A chaya, okay, you can do as basa taiva. If you do the exact opposite, you take a chaya and you say you're going to bring it as a shlam, or behemoth as basa taiva instead of a carbon, so then it doesn't lose its sanctity. It's not like when you do it the appropriate way, when you bring a chaya as a basa taiva, then you could use the hide whatever you want, or if you bring the behemoth as a shlam, then you could use the hide what you want. In these situations, then the halacha is that it's not going to go out to chulin, and you'll still have to find a way to go ahead and utilize it in its sanctity, whether it be, like we're talking about, the chaya for kedusha shlamim, or the behema for the kedusha ma'aser shein. So one thing is that the questioner says, but you see that when he purchases a chaya, a wild animal, for a carbon shlamim, that lo yatsa or lechulin, that the hide does not go out to have chulin status. Says the Gemara, lav lememra, isn't that to say? Why? Because the kani shlamim. Because the sanctity of shlam took effect on this Ma'aser Sheni item, which, and therefore takes effect even on the hide, which is appropriate for it. Meaning the meat is not going to take effect, because meat of a chaya cannot be put as a carbon. Fine, but hide could have its status of shlam, meaning a monetary sanctity, which is then sold and utilized to purchase a carbon shlam. So you see that Hamatfis Mois Ma'aser Sheni in the shlam, if someone is designating money of Ma'aser Sheni for a carbon shlam, which in this case that's essentially what he's doing when he's purchasing a chayav specific shlam, that it does take effect, and that's why Layas are lechulin, because it retains its status of shlam, which is not like Rabami. Says the Gemara, no Hayitma Allah, we had said on this Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni that Amar Rav, he qualified and he says, Laikani shlam, it's not because it acquired a status of shlam and that cannot be removed from chulin on regards to what it takes effect, which is the ur, and that's why it's layotza or lechulin. No. My layotza or lechulin, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that the hide does not get removed to be an unconsecrated status? Hachikama. This is what it's saying. Einoi b'tayres, to the contrary, it does not have the halacha of a shlamim, because if it actually had a shlamim, that would be latzis or lechulin, that actually then it would be able to be removed the hide to a chulin status. And because the shlamim is what removes it from the kedushas of Ma'aser Sheni. Had the status of shlam taken effect on the chaya, then actually the hide would be yitz lechun, like other hides of a shlam. When someone brings a carbon shlamim, the hide, it can be utilized for regular human purposes, for regular unconsecrated purposes. However, what the Mishnah there is saying, to the contrary, if you buy a chaya lezivcha shlam, the kedusha shlam will not take effect. If it's not going to take effect, then the hide retains its Ma'aser Sheni status. My timer, so explains the Gemara, what's the reason why the ur is not yotze lechulin from the kedushas Ma'aser, as it usually is when one purchases an animal from Ma'aser Sheni money that then the hide could use for its own regular mundane purposes. Amarabi says, no, this situation is different. Why? Why is it different when you're buying a chaya lezivcha shlam or a behema for basu taira? Because it's like someone who purchases an axe for plowing. Well, that's not the way you normally utilize Ma'aser Sheni money to purchase, because it has to be for consumption purposes, not for plowing. So here too, when one is buying a chaya v'zivchei shlamim, that's not the normal way you utilize it. Chaya, wild animal, can be burned as a carbon shlamim anyway. So since he's doing it in the inappropriate way, it does not have the classic biblical halacha that when you buy an animal for consumption purposes, that then the ur gets deconsecrated, because it didn't. It retains its regular full Maiser Sheni status, because it wasn't removed babakar. You didn't do it in the normal way. And that's why it's Layetzar Al-Lachun, but it doesn't refute Rabami. It's not because it has the Kedusha Shlam. No, to the contrary. Both these cases, not like the Gemara's Havmina was, that one was because of Kedusha Shlamim and the other one was because of Kedusha Maiser Sheni. No, both of them retained the entirety of Kedusha Maiser Sheni, and the earth does not go Yetzar Al-Lachun because it was not born in the regular way, as the Torah tells us. Now, continuing on the same halacha Itmar we learned, Hamatves mois maisa sheni l'shlam. Someone designates the money of maisa sheni that this money should have to be utilized to purchase the carbon shlam. So it's a machlekes. B'yichna makani says that it acquires that status. Rabbi Lazam alaykani says it does not acquire. Now the Gemara qualifies and says, "V'alibed Rabbi Yehuda de amar maisa mamin hadir hu." According to Rabbi Yehuda, who he says, and this is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda brought in Masechtas Kedushin in the second parak, that he says that the status of the money of maisa sheni is the status as the money of a regular person. It's considered that person's private money. So according to him, the kulam alay pligi dekani, no one's going to disagree that according to him, most definitely the status of shlamim will take effect on mamon of hedyot. A regular person's money does not have any sanctity. When someone designates it to be a shlam, that is hektish, that is an acquisition of higher money that will take effect in it. So there, everyone's going to agree that it's going to be acquired. Ki pliga libid Rameir, their homachlik is regarding Rameir. Damar Maisa Mam Gavayu, he says that actually Maisa Sheni has a status as Hashem's money. Hashem lets you use it for your own purposes of eating in Yerushalayim, but it's Hashem's money. Oh, that's the machlikis. Manda Malikani, according to the one who said, Rabbi Laza, that the Kedusha Shlam does not take effect on the Kedusha's Maisa Sheni, meaning in Hatfas, in designating it. That's seemingly like Rameir, who he said that it's not going to take effect the Kedusha Shlam, because it's Mam and Gevaya. So it's the same thing. It's not going to make it any more, any higher than what it was. So it's not going to take effect. But Amanda Makani, the one who says that it will take effect, it will acquire, what's the reason? Kivin the Meiser, and our Giris is Kari Le Shlamim, the Meiser is called Shlam, but the Giris that brought in Rashi in the printed text says that since Meiser is sacrifices a Shlam, as when a person purchases generally from money of Meiser, an animal, generally it goes to a carbon shlam. And as we had said in the top of the summit from the previous daf, from shum from Meiser, that the carbon shlam could be purchased from Meiser Sheni money. So, kimatfes le nami tafes. So when you're going to also designate it, it could be designated. You're right, it's not really a higher sanctity. They're both Meiser and shlam are mum gavaya according to Meir, but still Rabbi Yechlin says it's going to be kanda because ultimately we find that shlam could come from Meiser Sheni. And therefore, when you're going to designate it, the designation will take effect. And that's why he holds, even in Rameir's opinion, it will be kind of the Kedusha Shlam, and it'll have to be utilized to purchase the Shlam. Now, Mesevi, the Gemara asks from the following Braisa on Rebbe Lazar. The Braisa says, Hamatvis mois maisa sheni l'shlam. The same case, if someone designates the money maisa sheni for a Shlam, so Keshu Paiden, when he's redeeming it, there are certain biblical halachas that apply to redeeming certain items of Hektish. So in this situation, where this is Maisa Sheni money that was also designated to be utilized as a shlam, so when he wants to redeem it to use it for his own mundane purposes, Maisa Valein Shnei Chumashim has to add on 2/5. Why? Echad L'Kaidish. One's for the fact that it has the status of Hekdish because it's a shlam. And whoever redeems Hekdish has to add on 1/5. Ve'echad L'Maiser. And additionally, another 1/5, because whoever redeems his Maisa Sheni, as the Torah tells us, has to also add on 1/5. Oh, here it's obvious that the sanctity of Shlam took effect on the Kedushas Meiser because we see in this price that you have to add on 1/5 also for the fact that it's a Shlam. So how do Rabbi Elazar say it's not going to be Kaina? That says the Gemara, Misabr Divya Akali, do you think that this price is going according to all opinions? Hamani, who's the Tana of this price? Rabbi Yehudahi, who yes, we said according to him, everyone agrees, he holds a Mum and Hedjidhu, and of course Kedushas Shlam is going to take effect. Rabbi Elazar's opinion was only Rabbi Meir, and he would still hold, Rabbi Meir would hold that it's not going to be Kain, and therefore doesn't refute his opinion in the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, explaining the sources for the previous Mishnah, specifically like the Mishnah says, Minayin lo'ema harayalai toideh. From where do we know? Someone who says, I take upon myself to bring a carbon toideh Thanksgiving offering, which harayalai is a neder, a vow, shalyavi ele menachulun, that he could only bring it from unconsecrated monies. He can't use it for something that was already had a certain kedusha, a certain sanctity, which, as the Mishnah explained the previous stuff, but if he stipulates beforehand, but generally, if you're taking upon yourself a chiyuv of a taida, has to be from chulun. Tamalayma, we learn it from the pasuk in Devarim. It says, "V'zevachta pesach l'Hashem lekecha." You should slaughter to Hashem Yigar a carbon pesach. Tainu v'akar, flock and cattle, which flock is like the small animals like sheep, and cattle is like the larger animals like cows. Now the question is, "V'li pesach in ba elim and akvasim neizim." What's the pasuk talking about? Carbon pesach is only brought from lambs and goats, which are tain, which are sheep, which are flock. What does it say then? Tzayin and vaker and cattle. Carbon pesach doesn't come from vaker. Rather, says the Mishnah, it's lahakish. It's actually to make a hekish, a comparison. Whatever comes from the sheep and from the cattle, which refers to the carbon toida and shlam, that are obligations, lepesach, to the obligation of the carbon pesach. So you're right, it's talking about two different things. It's talking about being zevech, a pesach, Hashem HaKecha, and it's comparing it to something that comes from Tzayin Ubakar. And it's teaching the following lesson. Ma pesach davar shebecheva ve'im bo elam ha'chulin, just like the Karm pesach, which is obligatory. And it only comes from chulin, as the Gemara is going to explain how we know that. Af kol davar shebecheva, so to anything that also is an obligation, in the bo elam ha'chulin, and this thing that's an obligation that comes from Tzayin Ubakar, could also only be brought from unconsecrated monies. So if someone takes upon himself to bring a carbon toida or shlam, which are brought from Tzayin Ubakar, since in this situation it's an obligation because he said, so therefore it has to be brought only from chulin, only from unconsecrated monies. Now, however, the Mishnah concludes and says, v'nesachem, the libations of a carbon toida and shlam, b'chol makom, there in all situations, whether he says, I'm going to bring from meiser or from chulin, which, as we said in the previous Mishnah, by the Toid itself, or the breads, if someone says beforehand, I want to bring it from Meiser, then they could bring it from Meiser. In contrast, the Nesachim, lo yaviyu, those Nesachim cannot be brought, Elam and Achulim could only be brought from unconsecrated produce, because when the Torah permitted for the Shlamim to be brought from Meiser monies, as we learned in the top of this Amid, from the previous Daf, from Sham Sham, that's only the Karban Shlam itself. And the reason is because Meiser Sheni produce has to be consumed in Yerushalayim. So Shlam is also consumed in Yerushalayim. But Nesachim, the wine libations, are totally poured onto the Mizbeach, and none of it is eaten. That cannot be brought from Meiser, and therefore it always has to be brought from Chulin produce. Now, the Mishnah had said that we learn out the Karban Toida and all of the Karbanas from the Karban Pesach. And that is the Gemara, or Pesach Guvimenon. How do we know the Karban Pesach itself could only be brought from Chulin? Says the Gemara, the Tanakh learned the Brayser. He says, Nema Pesach b'Mitzrayim. It talks about the Karban Pesach that they brought in Egypt. Nema Pesach l'Dayis, and talks about Karban Pesach for all future generations. So we learn out the following comparison. Ma Pesach Amah b'Mitzrayim, just like Pesach in Egypt. Leibo Elam Chulin only came from Chulin. Now the reason why that's obvious is because they couldn't have brought it from the produce of Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni only started when they came to Eretz Yisrael 40 years later. So obviously it only came from Chulin. So Pesach Amal Adaris, it's told to Pesach of all future generations, Lebalim and Achulin. That carbon Pesach could only be purchased from unconsecrated produce. It cannot be brought from Meiser Sheni proceeds. Now, however, Amalir Bekiva asked on Rabbi Elazar's learning, his teaching. He says, wait, V'chidanen, do you think we could learn out for the Pesach of all future generations, which is Efsher, which is something that's possible, technically, to be brought from Meiser Sheni proceeds, because in future generations, the halachas of Meiser apply. You can learn that out, Mishii Efsher, from Pesach Mitzrayim, which was not possible to be brought from Meiser, because at that time there was no Meiser. How could you learn out that there wasn't brought from Meiser? Oh, so all future generations, there wasn't possible, it wasn't feasible. Here where it's feasible, maybe it would be able to be brought from Meiser. So Malay, so Rabbi Elazar responded, he says, Afa Pishii Efsher, he read, although in Pesach Mitzrayim it wasn't possible, but still Rai Gedayli, it's still a great proof, because ultimately we do find that there was a one time in history, a Karban Pesach, that was only able to be brought from Chulin. So therefore we can learn from it and say that all future generations, even when it's feasible, also cannot be brought from Meiser Sheni, it has to be brought only from Chulin. But Chaz Rebbe Kiva v'dani din achar, but Rebbe Kiva went back and he went to litigate against Rebbe Elazar's opinion from a different point. He says, wait, you're comparing it to Pesach Mitzrayim? So let's learn that from Pesach Mitzrayim. Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, just like Pesach in Egypt. But wait a second. In Pesach Mitzrayim, they didn't put the blood or the sacrificial parts on the altar, because there was no Mizbeach. All they had, which they put the blood on, was the lintel, was the doorpost. So Rabbi Akiva, I can explain to you the differentiation. Since in Pesach Mitzrayim, none of it was put onto the Mizbeach, so you can't compare it to a Karban Shlam, which a Karban Shlam, its blood and its sacrificial parts are put onto the Mizbeach. That's why in Pesach Mitzrayim, none of it came from Meiser, because what's your source that it could be brought from Meiser? However, as you continue with Beis, says Rabbi Akiva, but time of Pesach Dairis, where you can compare it to Pesach of future generations, where there, the halacha is that the Karban Pesach, its blood and the sacrificial parts, have to be put onto the Mizbech. As the Gemara says in Perek Tama Nishchad, Ach Bechar Shair teaches that the Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach need their Matan Dam and Imurim on the Mizbech, which is like a Shlomim. And therefore, just like Shlom can be brought from Meiser Sheini, maybe Pesach Dairis could also be brought from Meiser Sheini. What's the proof? From Pesach Mitzrayim. So Loza said back, still Hare Oimer have a pasuk in Shemais that says, that you do this service regarding the Karban Pesach in this month. What do you mean b'chidish hazeh? Sheyu kol avodah shel chidish hazeh kazeh. That's teaching you that all the services of this month should be like this one, which was said to Moshe there in Mitzrayim in Egypt. That just like this one was brought from Chulin, so to all future generations it brought from Chulin. That's the discussion. Now, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, how do we understand his opinion? I mean, we were bringing in this halacha of this brisa to show you the source of how we know that Pesach Dairis is going to be brought from Chulin, and how the source of the Mishnah is also has the Och Karbanis of Chayv after brought from Chulin. And that was the source from Rabbi Laza, whereas Rabbi Kiva was disputing the proof of Rabbi Laza. Now, but the Gemara asked Rabbi Kiva, how do we understand his opinion? Isavala de'ain don in Efshe Mishriyev, like his first question, if he holds that you can't learn out something that's possible from something that's not possible. Where therefore you can't learn out Pesach Deris cannot be brought from Meister Sheni, from Pesach Mitzrayim, which couldn't have been brought from Meister Sheni. If that's the case, if that's what he holds, so Leiki B'Milsa, so let him stand on his ground. Regarding this study, holds that you cannot be done Efshe Mishi Efshe. So why does he go and then Doni Din Acher and he comes from a different question? His first question was enough, it was sufficient. And Ihadr Ben, if he ultimately retracted and he said, oh, he held that you could be done Efshe Mishi Efshe. Now, so v'haigla gama Pesach Mitzrayim. So then, why didn't he learn out like Rabbi Elazar from Pesach Mitzrayim that it has to be brought only from Chulin? Is mishum haipirchu? It's because of the question that he asked Rabbi Elazar, which was matan dam. What are you going to do? It's different Pesach Deris because there the blood's put onto the mizbeach. On that, as the Gemara, well, that's not a good question because Pesach Midbar Yechiach, the Karban Pesach that the Jewish people made in the desert, in its time, that time when they made it in the Midbar, which they didn't do all the years because the Jewish people couldn't circumcise. But there was a time, although in the beginning, in the first year when they made a Mizbeach, because on Rosh Chodesh Nissan was when the Mishkan was put up, which required, since there was a Mizbeach, that Karban Pesach, that first and last one in the Midbar, that they had Matan Dam Ve'mum L'gam Mizbeach. And even so, it was only brought from Chulin. How do we know that? Because there was no Meister until they came to Eretz Yisrael. So that will disprove Rabbi Akiva. Here you see, you're trying to differentiate and refute Rabbi Elazar's proof because, Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Mizbeach. Of course, therefore, it cannot be brought from Meister Sheni. No, we have Pesach in the Midbar where they had the Mizbeach. You did have Matan Dam Ve'mum L'gam Mizbeach, and still it was only brought from Chulin. So that should refute Rabbi Akiva's proof. So what's his understanding? If he's because Ein Danan, so then why did he say his second point? And if he ultimately holds that Yesh Danan, Efshe Mishi Efshe, then what's his second question? It's not a valid question because you see Pesach Midbar refutes that. Says the Gemara, no. L'dvav d'Rabbi Eliezer kama. He was going, on his second point, he was going according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Really, his first question was his point. Lididi, Rabbi Akiva was saying, according to me, ain't done Efshe Mishi Efshe. You can't learn out something that's possible for something that's not possible. And therefore, you can't learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim, and that's it. However, what he continued to say was, Lididi, Dach, Damer, done Efshe Mishi Efshe. But according to you, that you hold that you could learn out something that's possible for something that's not possible, still have a second question. Ma'ala Pesach Mitzrayim, but what are you going to learn out anyways from the Pesach in Egypt? Shekin ain't a toy, man, dumb, ve'n mum l'gam mizbeach, which there it didn't have the bloods and the sacrificial parts put on the altar. So that's why it couldn't be brought from Meister Sheni. Tameh be'Pesach Dairis, Shetoy Matan Dam Ve'mum L'gam Mizbeach. What are you going to say the Pesach of future generations, where it had this halacha like a shlam, that it's blood and the imur put on the Mizbeach? Maybe it's like shlam, that it could be brought from Meister Sheni proceeds. Now, on that, Vamalei Rabbi Eliezer Vavata, that's Rabbi Eliezer responded to that point, and says, no, you have the Pesach Vavata, anyway, says that all the services of this month should be like this one in Pesach Mitzrayim, which is only Menachul. Now, but now the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Eliezer, Why doesn't he answer the question itself? Why is he like consent almost and agree to the question and say, oh, but I have a different source? Why didn't he refute the question to say, no, Pesach Midbar will refute your question that you see that it was Matan Dam V'Murim L'Gam Mizbeach and it still was only Menachulin. So Zigmar here too, L'Dvarav D'Rabbi Akiva Kamalei. He was saying according to the understanding of his disputant's opinion of Rabbi Akiva. That is really, he would tell Rabbi Akiva, L'Didi, according to me, done in Efsha Mishri Efsha. That I learned that something that's possible from that's not possible. And Mishum Haipircha, and you're right, and the question that you're asking from Matan Damim to say that that's why it's different, that's not a question, because Pesach Midbar Yechiach. You're right, that doesn't even say there, because he could say that the Pesach Midbar, like we said, could refute that question. Now, what he did respond to Rabbi Akiva was, L'didach, but even according to you, the Amr ain't done in Efsha Mishri Efsha, that you can't learn not something that's possible from something that's not possible. So therefore, the whole thing doesn't even start. But that's what Rabbi Elazar said to him. But by default, you do have to learn it off in Pesach Mitzrayim, because the Pesach is making an equation, a comparison for all Pesachim to the Pesach Mitzrayim, because it says in the Pesach Vavadita, which tells you that all the voids of this Chaydah should be like this one in Pesach Mitzrayim. Now the Gemara asks, but even so, Vahashtanami. But even now, even though Rabbi Elazar had brought him a Pesach Vavadita, Lifrich, Rabbi Akiva should still ask, who cares? So the Pesach is equating, but how can you learn Dovesha Efsha Mishri Efsha? What are you telling me? You're answering because of Avata, saying all those of this service of this month should be like this one. But how are you learning that? It's not possible. You can't say those which were possible to be brought from my strength from that which was not possible. Adam Rav Sheitz says the fact that Rabbi Akiva did not respond and ask that question, this tells us, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh, which is a classic Talmudic dictum, you cannot respond and ask on the Hekesh. Now, the reason for that is because on the Kal V'Chomer that someone says, you could refute and ask, because a person could say a Kal V'Chomer on his own, which is based on logic. But a person cannot make his own Gzeirah Shavah or his own Hekesh on his own, unless he learned it from his teacher, who learned from his teacher, going all the way back from Moshe Rabbeinu, who received it from Sinai, and therefore there's nothing to ask. That's what the law of God is, and therefore that's the way it's going to be. And since this is a tradition he had, that this is a Hekesh, therefore there was no question to ask and say, well, how could you learn what's possible from not possible? That's what the Torah tells us, and therefore that's the way it is, and therefore he didn't ask that question. Now, however, Ubi Tarbitza Amar, which literally means like in the garden, which is the terminology used for the study of the Beis Medrash, where they had asked questions on our Mishnah, they asked the following question on the Mishnah. So again, we brought this all as a source for the halacha that how do we know that other obligatory karbanos, like the karban teida, where he says, Harei Alai, that you have to bring it from a chulin. So the Mishnah says, you know it from Pesach Doris, from Pesach of future generations, that it also has to be ben a chulin. Which then we said, how do you know Pesach Doris? We know from Pesach Mitzrayim. On that, they asked in the Beis Medrash, what? V'chi davar, do you think something, referring to Pesach Doris, Pesach of all future generations, halomad behekesh, which it itself is learned from a hekesh, from Pesach Mitzrayim, that has to be brought from Chulin, like we learned from B'chidesh Hazeh, Chayzer Malama, now that itself could go ahead and teach to other karbanos behekesh with a hekesh? The halacha tells us that you cannot learn out something from a hekesh, that it itself is learned from a hekesh, something else. Says the Gemara, that's not a problem, because it's b'chlole itmar. It was said in general in our Mishnah, the halacha of all other karbanos, we learned that in general from the category of karbanos psachim, and that is because Pesach kulei chada milsi, all the karban Pesachs, including future generations, which is learned from Pesach Mitzrayim, are all one thing. It's not like Pesach Doris is learned from a hekesh from Pesach Mitzrayim. It's they're all one halacha of Pesach, and they all have the one law. And all of the karbanos are learned from Pesach. Pesach has that halacha, and if it's not a dev halam and behekesh, that's being chayzim alam and behekesh, and that's how we know the source of our Mishnah. But then the Gemara asks, okay, this is all well according to what the Braise had taught from Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Akiva, who since he doesn't learn like Rabbi Eliezer from the Pasuk of Avadita, so Pesach of all future generations, the in the ba'ilim and achulim and ole, where do you know the source? We said we know all of the karbanas from Pesach. But how do you know Pesach itself, that is only from the Chulin? We had set up until now from Pesach Mitzrayim. That's only from B'chidesh Hazeh, from Avadita. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of that, as he disputes Rabbi Elazar in the Braisa. So according to him, where would you know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Nafkalei Mahada Amar Shmuel Meshem Rabbi Eliezer. We know this from the halacha, that Shmuel said in the name of the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. Now, in actuality, that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara means to say, from the Pasuk of Zaysa Ayla, that Rabbi Eliezer brought, but not like the exposition that Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, ultimately, Rabbi Akiva will have a different exposition of that pasuk, and from that pasuk is really where you'll see the source that a Pesach has to be brought only from the Chulin, and again, that's how we know all of the karbanos from Pesach. what's this pasuk? And first, what's the expedition of Rabbi Eliezer, which later on the Gemara is going to bring on the next daf from Rabbi Kiva, the source of Pesach being birthed from the Chulin. So pasuk in Vayikra says, Zay Satara, this is the law for what? For all these karbanos, La'ayla, for the karban ayla, and the vav is taken out, La'mincha, for the flower offering, La'chatzis, the sin offering, La'ashim, the guilt offering, La'milum, that of the inauguration offerings, La'zevach shlam, and for the karban shlam. Now, this whole pasuk is seemingly superfluous, because regarding each one of these items, Ayla, Mincha, all these things, each one already independently says, Zayis Teres Ayla, Zayis Teres Achatas. So why is it repeating in one general pasuk of Zayis Teres for all these different things? Rather, each one of these items are being mentioned for an exposition for a drasha, as Rabbi Eliezer proceeds to explain. First one on the list is Ayla. What's the saying Ayla? Ma Ayla to Nikli, it's coming to compare all the karbanas to each one of these items mentioned here in the pasuk. And they're comparing first to Ayla. Just like the karban ayla, the totally burnt sacrifice, requires a vessel. Af kol tarin kli, also all those other karbanas require a vessel. Now, that the Gemara asks, well, mahi, regarding what vessel is ayla teaching that they require? Ilay memizrik, if you think it means to say a bowl to catch the blood, like the pasuk says, v'yashalchis nari b'nei Yisrael and shmeis v'yalu aylais. Now, in that pasuk it says, when they were bringing a karban ayla, it says, v'yasim ba'ganis, they put the blood into the bowls. So obviously you see that ayla requires a mizrik, a bowl, and that's what Zeisater is coming to teach, to compare it to all those other karbanas, to the ayla that they require also a bowl to receive the blood. But the problem with that is, gabizivchis shal mitzir benamik siv v'yasim ba'ganis. In that pasuk itself, it also mentions that they were shlam. It says, v'yizbuchos sivchis shlam there by Har Sinai. So in that, in our pasuk also says, l'zavich ha-shlam. So we wouldn't need you to compare the shlamim to the ayla, where it says, by zivchis shal mitzir itself already says there was a bowl. So what's uniquely by the ayla that we need to compare it to it, not the bowl? So what's the vessel that we're saying it requires? Elasakin rather means when there's slaughtering, you need to slaughter with a knife, not like a reed or something else that could slaughter. And that's what you're learning out from the karban oyla to all the other karbanas. Now, v'oyla gufminon, how do we know actually the oyla requires a knife that we're comparing all the other animals to it? The chsiv, like it says in the pasuk, says in Bereishis, v'yishlach Avram es yodei, by the akedah, Avram stretched out his hand, v'yikach esamacheles lichchir esbenay, and he took out the knife to slaughter his son, v'hasam oylahu, and there his son was sacrificed as an oil, like it says in the pasuk, when he ultimately didn't sacrifice his son, but rather the ram in its place, says that he brought it as an oil in place of a son. You see that his son was supposed to be an oil, and therefore you see that a knife has to be used by the oil, and that's what all the other karbanos have been compared to the oil. The next one mentioned in the pasuk, it says, is mincha. What are we learning out from mincha, flower offering, to all the other karbanos? Ma mincha eina necheles ila zichr chuna, just like a flower offering is only eaten by the male kahanim, like it says in the pasuk called Zachar b'Kahanim, Avkal in the Chalm Ela Zechir Kunis, teaching all those other Kabbanis mentioned in that pasuk are also only eaten by the male Kahanim. So that is the Gemara, Mai, regarding which one of the Kabbanis do we need to learn out from the Karban Mincha that it's only eaten by the male Kahanim? Ichat is Va'ashem, if it's one of those other items mentioned there in the pasuk of the sin offering and the guilt offering, but as a Ketin Tamba Pegimel and Alf, Behed Yiksiv, there the pasuk explicitly says by them in Parashat Tzav that it's only eaten by the male Kahanim. So that cannot be what you're learning out from that. In other words, we have to find only one item. In the contrast, in the previous Gemara's question by the Oyla and the Shlam, we said, well, we're not learning that out from Oyla, we actually learned that out from Shlam. Here we're saying, okay, we want to learn out from the Mincha to at least one of the other Karbanas that's eaten by male Kahan, but which one? And Izivche Shal Mitzibur, and if it's regarding the Kivse Ateris, the lambs of the Shavuos, of the Shal Mitzibur, but that we also know Mirbu de Kroi Asi. We know that from a superfluosity in a Pasuk. Because there's a Pasuk that says, beginning of the pasuk says that this should be for you from the holiest of the holies, from the fires, which these are the kahana gifts that go to the kahana. And it says after that, b'kodesh hakodesh b'techlan, and the holiest of holies is to be eaten. Kol zachar yechal oisim, means it has to be eaten the azara. All male kahanim eat it. Now, this seemingly is unnecessary, because by each one of those mentioned in the pasuk previously, it already says in Parashat Tzav that it has to be eaten by the male kahanim. So what's the pasuk saying over here? It has to be eaten by the male kahanim. Rather, that's a ribuy, an inclusionary terminology. Limud al zivchei shal mitzibur, which is not mentioned there in the pasuk, teaching regarding the public shlam, which is only brought on Shavuos, the kifse atzeres, where they're also called kachim, like the pasuk calls them kodesh yil Hashem l'kain. Shein nechal me'el zivchei kunda, that's only eaten by the male kahanim. So what exactly is the pasuk teaching over here, that it's eaten by the male kahanim? The pasuk only has a limited amount. Oil is not eaten by anyone. Mincha is the one we're talking about. Chatzas we know from somewhere else. Miluim is also not eaten, and that was already in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And zevach hashlamim, we say we know from Ribui Dekra. Says the Gemara, you're right, but Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi. Ikud amaisi lamahacha, v'ikud amaisi lamahacha. Some learned it out from this Ribui Dekra, and you're right, according to them, That would not be the exposition we're learning out from Mincha. But that those who did not learn enough from there, and rather they learn out that how do we know the Zivcha Shamatzibah is eaten by the Zichikuna, it's because of this Hekesh that we learn out from Mincha. That's what we know from the word Mincha that's teaching to the other ones, specifically the Zivcha Shamatzibah that's eaten by the male Kahanim. The Gemara continues the next daf, continuing the exposition of this Pasuk by Rabbi Eliezer, which then it shows that Rabbi Akiva had a different interpretation, and again from that is we will learn out that how he knows the Pesach Darius is brought from Chulin, and thus subsequently the Halacha of our Mishnah, which we learn that all other obligatory Karbanos from that of Pesach Darius that's in the Ba'elam and Achulin.